A panel of community members can soon weigh in on work happening in Rapid City schools. People can apply to be part of a community advisory council. The group will meet once a month to discuss issues related to education in a broad context. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina talks with the district's leader.
Rapid City Area School Superintendent Lori Simon says she's been talking about a community advisory board since she interviewed for the district's top job. Simon says people who live and work in the community have ideas and perspectives to contribute.
The business community, the faith community, the city, the county, healthcare, military, different community organizations that are out there, our retired community, as well as our higher ed community partners.
Simon says she wants a group of about 20 people to engage in education issues from their unique perspectives. She says the Volunteer Council is an untapped resource in Rapid City. Simon says the board is one part of her goal to elevate communication and better address challenges.
I wanted to improve some of the structures that we had in place, working with parents and teachers, so that it was really more of an opportunity for me as a superintendent to share about the work of our district and use that committee structure as a vehicle to get important feedback from those stakeholders.
Simon says parents and teachers have valuable opinions, and so do people who are not involved in public education every day. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.